Okay. So once again, we're at the end of Kuf Lamed Tes, page 44. Yesterday, when we were not recording, we talked about the last bracha. When one gets an aliyah, the last bracha. Asher nasalanu teras emes v'chay olam na'atam b'zocheinu. So in Yud, we saw that when we say Asher nasalanu teras emes, refers to Torah Shavuksav, the Chai Olam Nata Besokhenu refers to Torah Shabbat Peh. So we thank Hashem for both. Yud Aleph. So the Machai says, Akor B'Torah, Tzarech Lechos B'Sefer Torah B'Shas Bracha. That when the person gets an Aliyah, you're supposed to hold on to the Torah when you get the Aliyah. You see, sometimes people don't do this. So sometimes I have to motion to them to hold on to the Torah when they get the Aliyah. Now, there are different customs how to do it. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains that means to hold on to the poles, let's say Chaim, of the Sefer Torah. Mishnah Berurah also brings down from the Taz that the person who's getting Aliyah should hold on to the pole of the Sefer Torah, also during the Aliyah. In other words, not just during the Bracha. But again, during the Bracha, Sholan to the both Latzei Chaim, we hold it open, right, as we saw before, and you make the Bracha, and either you look aside or you keep your eyes closed, as the Mishnah Berurah said, and then you let go of one, but you still hold on to. Now, there's a practical reason also you have to hold the Sefer Torah open, because it's hard to read, right? But a lot of people don't know this, that you have to hold on to both. Whether it's at the time of the bracha or during laning. Others bring down that some people had a minhag actually to hold on to the parchment using a talus. You can't hold on or touch the parchment itself. Some people had that minhag to actually hold on to the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. Name of the Magen Avraham, that through a talus or through a mappa to hold on to the parchment itself, but we don't do that. Mishnah Berurah also brings down that the custom was that we kiss the Sefer Torah, whether before or after. We discussed this before. There's a whole discussion in many Sfarim about some people touch the actual place, like we saw this before. You should know where your bracha, where your aliyah starts. Some people touch that before. Some don't like that, because maybe you're ruining the ksav, there's a little wear and tear. So you know, some the custom we have, bring down the stipe, used to do it. Other used to do it, is to touch the side, the rolled part, parallel to where your aliyah is going to begin. So they bring that down also. So the Machaber says, so you hold on to it. Rama says, this is the holding on to the Torah is based upon a pasuk. Pasuk by Yeshua, the pasuk says, "Lo yamush sefer haTorah hazeh mipicha chazak ve'ametz." That the sefer Torah should not go away from you. Lo yamush, it shouldn't go away. Shouldn't let go of it. You should be strong. So lo yamush means you should hold on to it, right? Literally, you should hold on to it. So therefore, there's the source to hold on to the sefer Torah from there. Now, if you notice, it says it shouldn't go away from your mouth. Chazak ve'ametz, right? Be strong, right? Chazak ve'ametz. Umizeh nagu lomar. Now, from the last part of the pasuk, from the first part of the pasuk, lo yomush. Now, even though it says from your mouth, but we take it literally that it shouldn't go away, that you hold on to the Torah itself. But from the end of the pasuk, it says chazak ve'ametz, or ve'ametz. Umizeh nagu, from the end of the pasuk, there evolved the custom, right? As I always say, you know, you shouldn't take minhagim lightly. Minhagim are always sourced in something. So sometimes any minhag is sourced in something. Like a few years ago when I talked about matzahs, so hand matzahs are round. So where does that come from? So Marsham brings down because Avram, when the Malachim came to Avram and Sarah, so Avram said to Sarah, "Hurry up, go lushi vasi ugos, go and knead ugos." Ugos means cakes or whatever. No, that was Pesach. So uga also means, igul means a circle. So from that's where the, so obviously she made hand matzahs. I don't think Sarah had a machine. matzah machine. So that was the source. That is the source why we have round matzahs, right? So from there. The same thing here. So we say the end of the pasuk is chazak lematz. So therefore, the custom came, lomar lemesayim, to tell the person who concludes. Let's be careful with that. Likras b'tara b'chol pam. Anyone who concludes reading the Torah each time, chazak, right? They say chazak to him. So you know that there's different customs, right? Svardim say chazak v'baruch, right? That's where it comes from. You know this is the Ramah, right? But still, it doesn't hurt. The Marsham, excuse me, the Aruch HaShulchan in Tesvav says a little differently. He says, "V'dada be'kra lo yomush k'siv," and this pasuk of lo yomush, where we learn the custom to hold on to the sefer Torah. So the end is chazak v'amatz, be strong. Umizet, from the end, those two words from the end. So we're talking about an aliyah, right? We're talking about holding on to the Torah. So we're talking about, at least that's the custom reading of it. We're talking about holding on to the Torah during aliyah. So therefore, the last few words of the pasuk is be strong. Mizet no gulomar l'mesayim sefer, that someone who finishes a sefer, right? The Ramah didn't say that, right? The Ramah said, I think, said b'chol pam, but he says l'mesayim sefer, someone who concludes a sefer, right? The chamisha chamisha. If someone gets the last aliyah of a sefer, right? Bereish Yishmael's Vayikra Bamidvarim, chazak v'nischazek, chazak v'nischazek, right? Everyone, where that came from? This pasuk came from this pasuk. So we say chazak v'nis chazek, or however you say it. V'yesh roshim shiomru. There's another custom that say that when we finish a sefer, so we say chazak gimel pam. They say chazak, chazak, chazak. Also from this pasuk, but they say chazak, chazak, chazak three times. Shehem b'mispar Moshe, because chazak, chazak, chazak in gematria is the same thing as Moshe. So that's another custom. V'nachon hu. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that's the proper way to do it. We don't do it that way. I guess maybe in the Varnak they did, but I don't know. But anyways, that's the source. Again, from this pasuk is Sfarim say Chazak Baruch, or we, at the end of a Sefer, at the end of a Sefer, we say Chazak, Chazak, Venis Chazek. It comes from this pasuk. That's where it comes from. Okay? Hope you found that interesting. Chazan.